go up to the mountain of the Lord.
The following program is a rebroadcast from the archives of the best of Messianic Minutes.
Hi, I'm Jeffrey D. Miller.
Hey, Shalom Chaverim. Hello to you, my friends. This is Rabbi Ted Simon.
Welcome to Messianic Minutes. How do we get a nation to turn from its wicked ways? And the answer is God provides us the answer. And the first step of it is to just follow Jesus, and we will become vessels of rivers of living water. Because he said so.
Yeah. Out of our bellies will flow that river of living water. So we humble ourselves, we pray, we seek his face, we turn from our wicked way, and then deep within us, those rivers of living water, which he supplies, we don't have, but he supplies, flow from us to a parched land, the parched land of neighbors, the parched land of friends, the parched land of people we meet, politicians, associates, the parched people in our lives. Out of our belly will flow rivers of living water.
And this is a spiritual issue, friends. You can't manipulate it with your mind or your body. Ted, both of us, as Jewish guys who grew up traditional Jews, we were in darkness. We were wicked ways people, and we had to, and we are blessed to have been recipients of rivers of living water.
Yeah, people brought us rivers of living water. Now, the job of that water, that's up to God. In some cases, it takes longer than others.
Yeah. My story, which over the years we've told many times, as an atheist for 24 years, I had absolutely renounced any faith in God. Jesus was just a joke to me, and I mean literally, I thought it was absurd.
But in the same way, your Jewish faith you had renounced.
Well, I didn't even want to put, back in those days, you had to put your faith on applications when you'd fill them out to say, what's your religion? I would put nothing, or I didn't want to put down Jewish because I didn't care. I was a Jew, but I didn't care anything about religion or God or spirituality. I just thought it was all a bunch of baloney and a lie.
And I guess worse, Jeff, I mean, if there is worse, is that you were a crusader for what we now know is evil.
Yeah, I was a blasphemer, to be sure, blaspheming God, saying, you know, if there was a choice between righteousness and let's do it our way. I was, let's do it our way. I was a proponent of all kinds of...
But not because you were an evil person. I mean, your heart was not to do evil.
Oh, I thought I was helping everybody.
But you were deceived.
Absolutely.
You had been
positively taken
captive, as Solomon had said would happen. You had been taken captive, maybe not by a foreign army from another country, but certainly by a foreign way of thinking, a way foreign to the truth of God's way.
Basically, I thought the Bible was nothing but a bunch of made-up stories, and I thought anyone who believed in God and or Jesus was, well, just not altogether there. You know, people with a little less intelligence than I had, because I had it figured out. And I wasn't angry with them. I just thought, you know, misled, and there's people like me around to help you straighten out. And I thought this was a good thing. And I, just as an example, I believe that people who are fighting for the legalization of marijuana, just as an example, I think they think they're trying to set people free, that they really think that that's going to do it. And what they don't know is it's going to put them deeper in bondage. That's all it's going to do. And people who are fighting against scripture, saying don't force this strict Bible on us, don't understand how freeing it is to be under the Word of God. It's the exact opposite of what people think. Of those who don't understand. That's where I was. I thought I had it all confused. I thought it was all different. And so do most unsaved people, frankly, but atheists are even worse.
So God's prescription, Jeff, really, for us, is not to deal initially with you or people who were like you, but it's to deal with us and humble ourselves. And then, in the power of the Spirit, in the light of life, with the rivers of living water, those are going to flood over.
I remember saying as an atheist, how come all the only good people around are these Christians? Why is it? I used to say that.
Friends, we're Messianic Minutes. If these shows are talking to you, let us know. Get in touch with us at messianicminutes.com.
Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha b'shem Yeshua Mashiachinu.
May the Lord bless you, really. And may he comfort you in the name of Jesus, our Messiah.
Welcome to the home of the God of Jacob.